Becky French, Runcorn correspondent for the Matinee Show. And I'm backstage. Actually, no, I'm upstairs at the press reception, sort of, with the most wonderful star of our show, the lovely Cinderella herself from the Brindley Arts and Theatre Centre. It is Miss Hayley Clark.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello, darling. Are you enjoying yourself?
I am very, very much.
Oh, that way. Sorry, I got the microphone wrong. Sorry. So if you didn't hear that first bit, don't worry. I've just introduced us. Anyway, have we had fun, Hayley, on our first day of shows?
It's been amazing. Nikki, you are amazing to work with.
I know. No, you're my lovely little girl, because I'm your fairy godmother in the show. And we're having such a ball, and we look after each other, don't we, sweet?
We certainly do. We are having a fantastic time.
In the smallest dressing room in the theatre.
There's four of us in one tiny, tiny dressing room with these huge crins on, and we're standing in a circle doing each other's dresses up. But we're dealing with it,
we do it in tandem.
Yeah. Burning our fingers on straighteners as we go. But
oh, Hayley had an accident this evening, folks. Yes, on the opening night, Hayley burnt her fingers on the straighteners.
We nearly lost Cinderella for a minute.
We nearly lost one of the dancers as well, because she choked on a grape, and then the grape came back to haunt her because she then fell over the grape and slipped.
What? Who fell over what?
Our head dancer and choreographer, Jackie, earlier, she was about to go on stage and decided to have one of Leah Bracknell's grapes. That woman,
evil
Leah Bracknell, she honestly, she's trying to kill us all. She left a grape.
She left a grape on the floor then afterwards for Jackie to slip on, so she was still trying to get it after she choked.
But Jackie had already choked on, hopefully not the same grape.
Yeah, hopefully not. What? Hope they've all been cleaned up now.
I'll take a grape back to the studio for Madame Mary's on Sunday.
Oh, okay. We have stepmother extraordinaire about to speak to us, Leah Bracknell. You are not quite live on Tameside Radio. Say hello in your best Baroness voice.
Hello.
Have you enjoyed the first night?
I have enjoyed the first night. Thank you very much. And hello to everybody.
We were just talking about your attempt to do away with our choreographer and head dancer with your grapes.
Yes, and I will work my way around the cast until I actually do away with everybody so there's only me left.
We love it. Oh, yes, we do. So this was backstage at the after-show press party, where there is a bit of lettuce left on a plate.
And I've got the last egg sandwich.
It's all right, you can have it, because I need vol-au-vents now.
And Nikki French has a glass of wine, case of Pringles.
Nikki French has her fourth glass of wine. No surprise. So there we are. That's me done and dusted. I've had to work tonight. Why did I have to do another interview? For goodness sake, people. Don't they know who I want to be? God, I'm calling my mum.
Go. The fabulous Nikki French is our Runcorn correspondent. She was going to come down to the studio, but why didn't she come?
Hungover.
No, after 10 days rehearsals,
day
straight into the show, and this is the first day off she's had.
Yep.
She deserves to be sat at home with the pink.
She does, she
you
does.
Leave
she's
the
not
girl alone.
Watching yet. She said you had to get to the laundrette. As
exactly.
Well.
So showbiz, isn't it?
It's a glamorous life, being in a pantomime, you know.
Yes.
Two shows a day, and then you have to do your laundry in your spare time.
Yes, and eat all your grapes.
Please don't.
For those of you that missed it, Nathan mentioned in that interview that he'd bring back one of the poison grapes for
Do I scoff the lot like I did with the press buffet?
That's true. You did inhale the buffet, didn't you?
I was in awe at the amount of sandwiches and sausage rolls. We were really...
You saw it as a personal challenge, didn't you, all that food laid out?
Yes.
And a big thumbs up for Nikki
there was something about the show that none of us has mentioned so far, but there was some fantastic ballet performances in it. During Cinderella's transformation scene, it's all ballet dancers that come round with the sashes, dressed as mice and little fairies, dressing her up, and it's an amazing performance. Nikki gets involved in that slightly, dancing and wafting a wand about.
Oh, no, he didn't.
There was lots of that.
Oh, there was, wasn't there?
There was it behind you and everything was...
And what was that little song they sang? Well, we'll have to do it again then, won't we?
When you're in the haunted woods with the ghost. It was quite a funny bit, though, wasn't it?
It was,
even though I saw the end coming.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to give it away. It was very funny.
It was.
With the Ugly Sisters.
Yes.
One of them's a radio presenter. Can you imagine that? Having somebody dressing up in drag on a radio show. Disgraceful.